Somebody had stolen his identity. An elaborate, thoroughgoing fraud, stretching back years, decades. The evidence had all been laid out on the table before him, staggering in its scope and audacity. Passports in two nationalities, staff cards, union cards, mortgage agreements, loan applications, a marriage certificate flawlessly executed. Photographs, lots and lots of photographs. Starting on the steps of the wedding church with their sprinkling of confetti, running on through the reception and honeymoon, Paris by the looks of it, to holidays by the sea, Christmas trees, works dinners, charity discos, fun runs, hill walks, at least five identically posed with this character, leaning his arm on the roof of new cars, Fiesta, Allegro, Renault 12, 21, Citroën C5, the receipts for which were in a separate envelope in a different box, along with the cooker receipts, the fridge receipts, the serial number of television and television recording device receipts, Betamax to Blu-ray. It would have taken a lifetime near to go through it in detail, and at the end of it all, he told his doctor, for despite all that evidence he had a hunch this was still more a medical than a legal matter, he would have looked up and said, "Hand on heart, I have no idea who this person is, but it's not me." The doctor leaned back in her seat, fingers laced on her stomach. She was on the home straight now to retirement. She had wisdom to dispense. "Don't take this the wrong way," she said. "But half the people in this country probably wish they had your problem." On the wall to her left was a sketch of a half-timbered 1920s surgery that had been extended and adapted with ever-decreasing sympathy from the 1940s on, until finally in the early 2000s it was demolished altogether, and they built the current health center, containing the wall and the sketch, and the doctor leaning back in her seat addressing Herbie. "Anyway, look around you." She gestured towards the window, skyline of cranes and cloud-reflecting glass, though her scope was greater by far. "The whole world is unlike itself. Lord help us, you hardly know when you go to bed whether you're going to wake up in the same country. That's maybe not the comfort that you think it is. Try this, then. You're here, aren't you? You mean breathing in and out here? I mean sitting in this room here." She turned to the computer screen so that Herbie could see it. "All that." A column of densely packed sentences. She clicked and another column appeared below it, or the same column grew another foot in length. "That's you, from the moment your mother heave-hoed you into the loving arms of the NHS. And this," she typed. Herbie read the day's date, and further on a phrase that might have included mild dissociation. "This, too, is you. Same story, new installment."